Oh, that's right. It's 4:07 in the afternoon. How you doing? Have you made it through the day after the day that the time change sprung forward? Were you late to work this morning or were you on time? I guess that's a question. And how'd you do on church yesterday? Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you today. And today we are going to be talking about the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. I tell you what, they started a little over a year ago and they are exploding over there. And today our very special guest is Michael Douglas. That's right, folks. I'm sitting across from Michael Douglas. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, I understand, is out in the car. How you doing today, Michael?
Doing just fine, Ann. Thank you.
We tried to get Catherine to come in here and look around in Sharp Facets Gallery. We thought that would be good.
She's shy, you know. She wanted to stay out in the car.
She wanted to stay out in the car. I've never seen that girl to be shy in my life, but, well, what can we say? But how you doing today?
Very fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely. I guess you probably, when people find out your name is Michael Douglas, they always have some type of joke, huh?
All the time. If I charge something by phone or talk to somebody on the phone and they want to know maybe what my name is, or is that your real name?
Yeah.
I'm very proud to say that is my real name.
There you go. All right.
Not a stage name.
Not a stage name. Okay. All right. Well, we have Michael Douglas. Now, Michael, where are you from originally before you moved down here?
Lived in the western suburbs of Chicago, Glen Ellyn, Illinois.
Okay. And where did you grow up?
Rockford, Illinois, about 90 miles northwest of Chicago.
Okay. Are you glad you haven't been up there for this year's winter?
Since I've left, I'm glad I haven't been there for any of the winters, probably. The winters I don't miss up there. No, yeah. They can be pretty rugged compared to down here.
They can be.
Yeah.
But it still is a great place to live, though, if you can make it through the winters, huh?
If you can make it through the winters, the Chicago area is a wonderful place. Yeah. Enjoyed it very much up there.
Sure. Now, what did you do before you retired?
I worked for a healthcare system that operated hospitals and long-term care facilities and some other types of health facilities. And I was their system ethicist. I worked in the area primarily of clinical ethics, but a little bit in corporate ethics as well. Work with clinical staff in terms of providing education, overseeing our ethics committees in all of our hospitals and nursing homes, and occasionally involved in ethics consults. A consult usually was requested by a clinical person or a family member. If there were a decision that needed to be made that was a difficult one or for which there wasn't agreement on everyone's part, we had to find a way to kind of work through that. And enjoyed doing that. I learned lots. I was a lifelong learner then, and I didn't even use the phrase, I suppose. But my work always required learning and learning more. I needed to know the law. I'm not a lawyer. But we did have some in-house counsel on staff, and they were most helpful in terms of health law. Mm-hmm. And our clinicians, our doctors and nurses and others were often patient with me to help me understand some of the more technical clinical terms as well. So
sure. That should have kept it interesting and different every day, I'll bet.
Always different, always interesting, and I grew to enjoy that a whole lot. Yeah,
sure.
Like that lots.
Now, you know, we have the Affordable Care Act. Do you think that has complicated things at all with the issues?
I retired in 2007, so I'm a little bit distant now from what life is like working in a healthcare system or facility. My guess would be it's moved in the direction of becoming just a tad more complex. I think healthcare providers, whether the institutions or clinicians, are being asked to do more with less, probably. And that's a challenge. It was a challenge then, and I doubt if it's gotten any better.
You know, it seems ethics is a buzzword, whether we're talking politics, healthcare, or just life in general, wherever you live. Ethics is a big part of our lives anymore, isn't it?
Yeah. always has been, still is, and seems like we see it mentioned in the headlines often enough, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Which that's a subject for another day. But why did you end up down here in this area?
Well, as I say, my wife and I, at retirement in 2007, thought a warmer climate, especially in the wintertime, would be a whole lot more appealing than snow and cold. And my wife has some family here in the South, wanted to be a little bit closer to her sisters. And so the sisters met and looked at some places to live, possibly together, but at least near one another. And we found this area and Grand Harbor out in Lake Greenwood. And here we are today.
Wow.
So we enjoy the lake a great deal, and the weather, except for those occasional ice storms and icy road days, is really quite good.
Well, compared to what you deal with in Chicago, it's really pretty mild, though, down here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, all you have to do is hear the word, we're going to have a snow flurry, and everybody's at the grocery store. By the way, let me ask you something. Up there in Chicago area, if they're talking about a foot of snow, does everybody go to the grocery store?
Well, if it's a foot or more, people might get a little nervous, but
right.
Schools will still be open even if there's inches of snow on the ground or forecast. It's a little different environment. They had snow removal equipment up there.
Sure.
And salt and trucks and all kinds of things that take care of the weather. A little different than down here.
Sure. Except in Boston this year.
Oh.
Are you watching that with the Boston and everything? Oh, my gosh.
That would be tough. Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah. So, anyways, we are here. We are talking with Michael W. Douglas, and we are going to be talking about the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. And, of course, there are all kinds of courses. They've just started opening up their spring season. They have everything from exploring cemetery history, Tai Chi, yoga, introduction to golf, international cuisine, the Filipino cuisine, sampling premier olive oil, meatless Mondays, going Alzheimer's disease, what's the buzz in the Lakelands, all about beekeeping, and so much more scheduled that we wanted to have them on to talk about this so that possibly you'd like to become a member of the Lakelands Lifelong Learning Network. It's really a neat program. We're going to talk about it, but right now let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon, talking about the Lakelands Lifelong Learning Network. You know, the wonderful thing about this is that it is for people who have time on their hands to do this type of thing, and they have all types of classes. And I think the other wonderful thing that I know about it, number one, it just costs you $30 a year to become a member. There may be special charges for special classes, but still, it's $30 a year. Plus, you get to have input on what this is all about. Now, I know there's organizations all over the country. Last year, Jeff and I had the opportunity to go to one of the Ollie events up there at Furman, and Jeff was appraising jewelry and silver and all different items. He was one of the appraisers for an antique show. I guess you could say the one at Furman is maybe one of the ones that are at the top. I mean, they have their own building even on Furman. But, of course, the Lakelands Learning Network is going to be one that is growing. They started having classes, wasn't it, Michael, last year?
January of 2014, correct.
Sure. So, now, how did you get involved in Lifelong Learning Network?
Sometime in 2013, early 2013, I met a member of the advisory council, and we got to talking, and I was interested in what I heard about the Lakelands Lifelong Learning Network, and they asked me if I'd like to become more involved, and I thought, well, I have the time and I have the interest? And I said yes, and I started going to the advisory council meetings. I believe July 2013 was my first one. And shortly after that, they formed the curriculum committee. And the role of the curriculum committee is to try to identify members' interests. What do members want to learn? What do they want to know more about? And then go out and find instructors, people who have the background to teach a class maybe or to lead an excursion. And I became a part of that committee, the curriculum committee. And I was kind of new still in the area, so I didn't know a lot of people, but we have phones and we have email, and you ask somebody if they know somebody who has a background in genealogy or Cokesbury College, for example. And somebody says, well, I know somebody who, and you eventually wind up talking to the person who has a passion for an interest that our members want to know more about.
Sure.
So that's kind of a way in which, an overview of the way in which we try to match what our people are interested in learning and who out there has that knowledge.
Sure. And of course, this is coordinated through Wesley Commons, Lander University, and Piedmont Tech, correct?
Wesley Commons, Piedmont Tech, and Lander are the founding sponsors, is a name that seems to work well. And each of them has contributed at least one staff member to represent each of them on the advisory council. And each of them is sort of an advocate for the learning network in terms of some of the things we need sometimes. They variously have helped with the printing, providing classroom spaces for classes, occasionally even instructors for some of our classes. So without the sponsors, well, we need the sponsors, and we're very appreciative of their support.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. But this kind of came about through people that have moved here to this area, and John Barnes's name comes to mind as one of the ones that decided we needed to push this through, huh?
Yes, I've met John. Actually, my wife and I took a class from him. It was on, I believe it was called Propagation of Green Plants or Woody Plants or something. I don't have a green thumb, Ann, but... a wonderful man who lives over at Wesley Commons. And this is about a year before my time of being involved with the Learning Network. But I understand that John and some other residents of Wesley Commons who are familiar with this concept of lifelong learning and apparently familiar with some programs where they had lived before maybe moving here, thought, well, this area could be ripe for such a program as well.
Sure.
And they called together some leaders from the community, made some contact with Piedmont Tech and Lander and Wesley Commons administration, and apparently they got the right people at the table early on, and then in 2013 formalized it a bit in terms of forming what has been called the Advisory Council, which gave the early shape to the Learning Network.
Sure.
So,
well, I think it's a terrific idea, and I tell you what, I think one of the things that makes it so interesting is that it is a program designed by the members for the members, meaning if you have an idea that you would like to have brought to the table, they'll investigate it and see if they can find and if there's the interest to have somebody teaching this.
That's pretty much how it's a member-driven organization, and we want to know what our members' interests are. Mm-hmm. There's various ways to learn that. We have an annual member meeting. We had an informal one last July, and members came, and we led a conversation asking them, what are some things that you want to learn? What do you want to know more about? In December, we had our annual member meeting. And that's where we elect officers for the board. And we ask them, what are your interests? And we take notes and we keep a record of this. And Also, after each class, we have the participants fill out an evaluation. And the second page of the evaluation, there's room for a participant to indicate, what else would you like to learn? Mm-hmm. And maybe, do you have something you'd be willing to teach others about as well?
Sure.
So we get members' interest from a variety of sources, including, you know, on-the-street conversations sometimes. You know, we hear what members say, where we run into them. Maybe I run into them at the grocery store, for example, and I hear, well, you know, I'd like to know more about fill in the blank, that sort of thing. So we gather that information.
Sure. Well, that's what I think makes it so neat, because you're going to be able to learn things that you truly have interest in. You can take as a member, you can take as many classes as you want, as that there's room for. And this year, I tell you what, you have really ramped it up and expanded so many different types of classes. Now, who is in charge, just as far as putting this together? When you have somebody that's teaching a class, who's in charge of pulling this all together?
We have a curriculum committee. Mm-hmm. I have been on the curriculum committee since being elected president of the board back in December at the annual meeting. I've begun to back away a little bit of that because I have some new and different things on my plate now. Mm-hmm. But I believe there are 5 members of the curriculum committee that come from various parts of the Greenwood area. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that pay particular attention to the evaluation feedback around members' interests and try to go out and find folks who can be instructors and
sure.
You know, share their knowledge and passion about those various topics.
Now, how does somebody become a member of Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network?
Well, there's various ways. I believe in the Index Journal yesterday on page 3 or 4 that we had a quarter page ad, and I believe there's contact information for us in that ad.
Okay.
You can go to Lander's website as well, and that website is...
Okay. Is there a number to call? Let's see. The website is, well, it says email Lakeland's LLN at lander.edu.
That's correct. Lakeland's LLN at lander.edu or call 388-8989. And if you Google us on Lander's website, we have a portion of their of our information on their website as well.
Sure. So how many members do we have roughly right now?
Membership begins anew each calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think we started on January 1st with 6 or 8 members.
Right.
And I think we ended 2014 with just short of 90 members.
Okay.
This year, I think we're already at 80 or more, and we expect the growth to continue.
Sure.
It's kind of a word of mouth spread, you know. Somebody learns about it, they're interested in trying something out, they go to a class, they talk about it with their neighbor, and maybe a neighbor's interested.
Absolutely. So it is a great program. Jeff actually taught a class there last year, too. So, hey, I tell you what, if you'd like to get involved in this program, all you got to do, either go to lander.edu, and you can email them at lakelands@lander.edu. Or just pick up that phone and call them, 388-8989. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. It's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, That's right. How you doing this afternoon? It looks like the sun is going to shine a little bit this afternoon. And, of course, it looks like we may get some more cloudy weather and some rain the rest of the week here. But right now, the sun is shining in Greenwood. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and I am talking with, yes, you got to believe it, Michael Douglas right here on WCRS. We're talking about the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. Really, really, really great program. If you have time to be able to take advantage of some of the great classes that they have put together, you are going to learn so much. Michael, what are some of the courses that tell us about a couple, two or three that you've taken over the last year that you thought were just great classes that really brought you in more in touch with what's going on?
And when I moved here, I learned about the Genetics Center by, I guess, the area called the Medical District, just the other side of Self Hospital. And I didn't know much about it, but I had learned a little bit about genetics before I moved down here to the South. And we had somebody on the network, on the advisory council, who had a contact there, and to make a long story short, I went to a class there, sort of an overview of what they do there last fall, I believe it was. Fascinating place. Fascinating. Amazing.
Really a treasure that we don't even realize is here so many times.
A treasure we don't realize is out there, and the work that it does, research, treatment, counseling. We had another class there that met a couple of months ago in the education center, allowing participants to have a lab session. And I don't have a scientific background, but I know I was fascinated by, well, it was a hands-on type of class. And so instead of just talking about what genetics might look like on in a Petri dish or on a little slide, we were able to actually go in a lab and play with some things that were just amazing in terms of the outcome. Very knowledgeable staff. One of our speakers was one of their genetic counselors, and they often work with families who maybe have learned that that in a pregnancy a child might have a genetic anomaly, or a newborn might have that, and they want to know more, and they want to know more about, well, how might this affect having children going forward, you know?
Sure.
And many other things. They're better sources of that information than I am. But an amazing resource right here in town, and that was a couple of classes that I greatly appreciated. Another one, I used to, when I was young, fly single-engine planes. Haven't done that in decades now. But when I came here, I learned that we had a resource in town, Bo Bowman, who had a real passion for aviation, and had...
He's written the history of Greenwood's aviation, yes.
And had a really good track record, apparently, of doing some really good presentations in the community on Greenwood's aviation history. So I contacted Bo, and I mean, such enthusiasm from the beginning. He did a class for us about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, Greenwood's high-flying aviation history. We had maybe 20 people for that class over at Piedmont Tech. Extremely high evaluations. People loved it. There were a couple of pilots in the class, a couple of aviation buffs, but a lot of folks who just wanted to know more about the area.
Well, it's real interesting that there used to be a airstrip over off of Chincopin Road.
Exactly.
You know, it's real interesting to know that part of what WCRS was involved was part of that, because the pilots used our tower as a beacon coming in when they were practice flying. So yeah, it is fascinating when you look back at how we ended up and where we ended up and where the airport is today.
And at one time, shortly after the Second World War, there was a small POW camp as well at the airport. And he told us a story or two about some of the prisoners there, the prisoners of war there too. So We've been so fortunate to hear what members want to learn more about, but to find people like Bo and many other instructors who have this information, who have the passion, and who have the desire to share that with others, their enthusiasm is contagious, shall we say.
Yeah, it's great. That's excellent.
I don't know a thing about olive oils, for example, and vinegars. My wife is an excellent cook, and she uses that stuff all the time. When all of our best moved into town, there was interest in people's parts knowing a little bit more about what they offer over there. Contacted the owner, and we've had a class there and another one coming up. And, quote, it sold out. That is, it reached its maximum capacity of participants as well. And Flynn's on Maxwell, another place, and...
Well, you said you didn't realize that, olive oil tastes good on ice cream?
Well, I think it was one of the vinegars she had us try on ice cream, which at first blush and does not seem appealing to me.
Right.
But I tried it, and I think I became a convert that day. It worked, and people, I think everyone that day tried a little bit, and it worked really well.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways you can learn how to use things, do things differently. And, of course, you were looking over the list of ones that are coming up this term, and you said you like the food ones particularly well.
How can we lose on a foodie item anyway?
Historic Abbeville and German Cuisine Luncheon over there in Abbeville. That must be at the Belmont.
At the Belmont Inn, exactly. Yep. I think we had something a month or two ago at Uchi-i, the new Korean-Japanese place here in town. I think there's something over at Lady Amelia's coming up.
French cuisine.
Yep. French cuisine. I believe their owners are French from French Quebec, I believe.
Right.
And the Filipino cuisine, I don't know the background of that. I don't know the background of all these courses. The curriculum committee has been busy making these contacts. And one of the members' interests that's been really clear is they like learning about the different cuisines.
Sure.
And so our curriculum committee has tried to find folks who can respond to that. Nikki Hutto from the Art Center did something last fall on Italian cooking as well. Did a fascinating class in a classroom, not even a kitchen, making some kind of Italian pasta that was Greek to me, so to speak. But
did it taste good?
We weren't able to taste it that day.
You didn't even get to taste it.
But it looked really good. So that's an area of some significant interest for our members. Yeah.
Food is always good.
Food is always good.
Absolutely. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
That's right. How you doing today? Hey, I am Ann Eller. We are talking about the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. How much does this cost for one whole year of fun, frolic, frivolity, and good time and learning something new? Just $30 a year. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal bargain. Yes, there may be additional charges like when you go to eat or something like that, but still, what a bargain, huh?
Indeed, unlimited classes for $30 a year.
That's right. So if you could take advantage of every class that is out there, I think, what would it cost you, a dollar? if you just were dividing it out over the $30 for the whole year. Yeah.
This calendar year, I bet there'll be as many or nearly as many as 100 classes that we offer.
Yeah. Wow. So it's really worthwhile to get involved. And, of course, you can go to their website, which is on Lander University's website. So if you just go to lander.edu and then put in Lifelong Learning Network, that'll take you right to their website. They list all the classes. I mean, you've got classes starting next week is the new group of classes, right? Exploring Cemetery History, the Greenwood History at the Museum, Tai Chi, yoga, introduction to golf, food, more food. They've got all kinds of good things that they're going to be teaching you and showing you. And like you said, you never really learn enough, do we, today?
Exactly.
And of course, if there's here's one. This is one that we were kind of interested in: the evolution of recorded music and radio shows. Now, talk about a field that has changed.
Anne, you're the one to ask more about that than
right.
me. I don't know about that.
Can just think about the change in radio. Back when WCRS started in 1941, they did basically live commercials. Number one, you didn't have them pre-recorded. They performed them. Number two, you did have some shows coming in through receivers, but still. And number three, they signed off at 12 o'clock at night. Now we live in a 24-hour society, so our radio station runs 24 hours. In fact, one of the interesting things you might know is that WCRS was one of the first 24-hour stations, and it was because of the need of the armed services for the piloting.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. The most stations that are AM stations in South Carolina are sunset. They have to go off the air at sunset. Ours is a 24-hour station just because it was grandfathered in back then.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But Pat Patterson is going to be teaching that out at Piedmont Tech, 10 to 11, Monday, April 13th. We kind of went through and just kind of picked out some ones that we thought were kind of interesting in this list, too. So I think that sounds like a fun one.
Can I mention a couple, too,
sure,
Anne?
Sure, absolutely.
One that's kind of close to my heart is the one in May on Alzheimer's disease. My father had Alzheimer's. It's, as maybe many listeners know, kind of a cruel disease. And he died from complications from that disease. And being able to recognize it and learn how to deal with it, I think more of us are beginning to realize, especially as we get to be like my age, that that's really helpful information. So I think that's a really important class coming up in May.
Yeah, that one is May 7th at the Greenwood County Library. That's on a Thursday. You know, you're right, and Alzheimer's affects so many people now at so many different stages.
Exactly.
Really is important. What other one are you looking forward to this year, Michael?
Well, I live on the lake, and I've only been there three or four years now. I'm curious to learn more about the lake. I contacted Julie Davis, who's the director of lake management for Greenwood County, because I've learned that Greenwood County owns the lake. Mm-hmm. And Julie's been delightful. She was more than willing to offer a class on the history of Lake Greenwood, which I believe began to be impounded in 1940, if I have my dates accurate. And she offered to do a tour for us of the Buzzard's Roost Hydro Dam, which I'm always curious about how these things work. So hers is sort of a two-part thing. It'll be a presentation at Piedmont Tech, and then the tour will be on-site, obviously, out at the dam. Another class that I took some years ago, but I know I could use a refresher, is a CPR class. I think it just seems like it'd be a good thing if we knew CPR. You never know. I mean, hopefully it rarely happens, or maybe will never happen to us. But if we're in a situation where that basic skill could help somebody in a life-threatening situation, you know, what a wonderful thing that would be. So that's an example of another class that has some interest for me, too.
Oh, sure. I mean, they are all different. How about Tai Chi? Are you into Tai Chi?
I did that some years ago.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting, and I might be interested. I think the response to that, as I've understood it, is that in yoga is very well responded to. And because of the type of class it is, you know, the enrollment's limited to a much smaller number than some of our other classes. So maybe I'll let some of the others sign up for Tai Chi, and who knows?
Okay, all right.
But I know there's quite an interest in it.
Yeah, and then, if you like history, walk where battles were fought and heroes were forged over there at the 96th National Historic Site.
I've been there probably 5 or 6 times walking the Star Fort site, and I find that history interesting because I studied history in school and never knew about that piece of Revolutionary War history here in the Southeast. So whenever we have friends visit from Illinois, you can be sure I drag them over or invite them over there to see it. But they find it interesting. And even if they're not all that interested, it's a delightful walk out in the woods. It lasts about an hour, hour and a half, something like that. But they're interested usually, yeah.
And then, of course, what about how to buy a computer?
I don't know the background to that other than I've been in that situation a few times myself. And that may be one that I should learn more about because our computers seem to have a lifespan that's not all that great sometimes.
And a mind of their own.
And a mind of their own, and I'm not sure how much longer mine will last. So if we can learn some things to look for in a purchase of a new computer, I mean, price is one thing, but what you get for a price is what you really want to be looking at as well, it seems to me.
Sure.
So I would imagine there'll be some interest in that class, quite a bit of interest as well.
And then, of course, what's the buzz in the Lakelands all about bees?
Well, I know we have somebody who's a beekeeper, mm-hmm. and that's something I know very little about. We have friends back in Illinois who have beehives on their property, and my childhood phobia was bees and wasps and that sort of thing. But I understand that if you approach them cautiously, they're really not a threat. And
there
I enjoy
a lot of benefits from honey.
Well, I enjoy the honey from the beehives, and honey has some health benefits, I understand, that are really quite valuable.
That's going to be Wednesday, May 13th. Donna Boozer is going to be teaching that at the library, and that's going to be from 10 to 11:30. And another one that I thought was really interesting was beauty care to dine for. Not to die for, to dine for. And that one is going to be on Wednesday, May 13th, also at the library. It says, during this interactive hands-on class, we will take you from the fridge to the spice cabinet to feed your skin. Everything from sweet lip scrub, warming peppery balms, fennel wrinkle cream, and body butters, too. Sounds interesting. It says cost for the class materials is $3, which must be paid when you register. And it says, please bring 2 facial washcloths with you. So there you go. That sounds like a lot of fun, though, because there are so many things that you can do from stuff in the kitchen. You're always reading about it in magazines. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have the time to have somebody show you how these things work?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's where Lifelong Learning Network is such a benefit, is the fact that you can read about some things, but there's nothing like hands-on experience. That's why I think that this is such an awesome program that perhaps you want to check it out. It costs only $30 for a year. It is member-driven. If you join and you have an idea for a class, you would take that under consideration, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. If you have an interest in addition to something that we already offer a class on and you're a member, you let us know what that is. And if there's some others who may be interested or express a similar interest as well, we'll do our best to find someone who has knowledge and can offer a class on that topic. That's kind of what we do. We match interests with people who know something about a topic.
Sure. And the bigger the group gets, the more things you're going to be able to do.
Absolutely. We've grown from, I believe I have the number right, I think we had 6 or 8 members on January 1st of 2014. And here we are a year and 2 months later. And I would think we're at the 100 or near the 100 mark by now. And we expect to continue to grow. It's kind of an exponential growth sort of
sure.
a group. Yeah.
Sure. And I like the fact that classes can be held. They don't have to be held in one place. They can be held at different locations. There's lots of field trips. These food field trips are really good.
Yeah, Lander, Piedmont Tech, and Wesley Commons have offered us a classroom space. But obviously, as you mentioned, Ann, some of the classes, some of the food classes, for example, are at the restaurant sites. And sure. What better way to experience a cuisine than to be
right there
in the restaurant where it's served and you get the smells and the flavor of it there.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. One more time, let's let you know if this is something that interests you, you need to go ahead and sign up. Go to lander.edu, punch in Lifelong Learning Network. You'll take you right there. It'll allow you to sign up. Also, they have a telephone number, 388-8989. That's 388-8989. Make sure you join today. You'll be glad you did. Plus, you get to meet so many interesting people that you may not have met before by taking these classes.
I met many people in the area that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and they're delightful people, and many of them have interest and knowledge about some topic area that I think we'll make them valuable instructors for others someday as well.
Sure. So this is a great program, and who would have thought that we would have this right here in Greenwood? If it hadn't been for the forefathers, John Barnes, and a group of people that were interested in making this happen, we wouldn't be sitting here today talking about it. But check it out on their website. Michael, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thanks, Ann, for having me here and for highlighting the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So check out lander.edu and then look up Lifelong Learning Network. It has a list of the programs that are coming up. $30 a year. It's one of the best bargains around. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.